我们感谢神，让我们有机会一起欢喜快乐来庆祝耶稣基督降生的日子。
We thank the Lord for giving us this time together to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们知道耶稣基督降生是个非常值得喜乐庆祝的事情。
We understand that the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is a joyous moment.
所以我相信今天在很多在普天之下都庆祝这个日子。
So on the earth, everybody is celebrating this Christmas day.
因为上帝把最好的礼物赐给我们。
Because God has given us the best of gifts.
就是他独生子耶稣基督把他赐给我们。
That is His only begotten Son.
刚才我们所念的圣经里面给我们一个非常好的提醒。
Earlier, the Bible reminds us of something.
告诉我们耶稣基督是现代人的希望。
Jesus Christ is the hope of the new time.
我们知道在世界当中有很多很多不理想的事情。
In the world, there's a lot of things that are not ideal.
所以这里天使告诉我们说，我报给你们一个大喜的信息。
So we see the angels proclaiming that they bring us great joy.
是什么信息呢？
What is the faith?
大喜的信息，大的信息，非常大的信息。
Oh, it is the joy, the great tidings.
哦，这个是不能再形容，多大呢？不能够形容。
How great it is, it's not something we can describe.
因为神把他独生的儿子耶稣基督给我们这么大好的消息。
Because God has given us His only begotten Son as a gift.
我们看见一个欢喜的消息。
We saw this tidings of joy.
我们常常说、啊、我们是报告，是报告好的消息，不好的消息我们不报告，对不对？
We always try to bring good news and not the bad ones.
有时候我们孩子在外工作，他遇到不愉快的事情，他不敢告诉父母的。
Sometimes our children met some accidents out when they're on their way to work and they won't not dare tell you.
结果到最后，父母才知道发生的事情了。
So, but in the end, the parents found out.
我们叫报喜不报忧，报好消息不报坏的消息。
So we have this case of where we only want to bring good news and but not the bad ones.
所以圣经讲说，报大喜的消息，非常欢喜，非常值得快乐的消息。
So the Bible tells us this is a moment of great joy, of great tidings.
这是个盼望的消息。
This is a tidings of hope.
带给人类的希望、
Because it brings hope to mankind.
这是好的不得了、
This is quite remarkable.
我常常说啊，我们每一次打开报纸的时候啊，
I always say that every time we open the newspaper,
都是不好的消息。
We always see bad news.
所以早上我告诉我女儿说，你看又有不好的消息了。
So this morning I was talking to my daughter and said, oh, there's more bad news today.
她说你看第二面、第三面可能还有好的消息。
Maybe if we turn to page 2 or 3, we might find some good news.
都是不好的消息。
But we didn't find any.
你看看今年里面马航两次出事情了，马来西亚航空公司。
This year we saw the tragedy of Malaysian Airlines.
那今年三月、七月，马航发生非常悲哀的事情。
So both in March and in July, we have bad news for Malaysian Airlines.
你看最近巴基斯坦上个礼拜你看到吗？昨天前天巴基斯坦那个恐怖分子一进去学校，把140多个人都杀死了。
Just the other day, in Pakistan, the terrorists attacked the schools and killed all the children.
你看到吗？都是不好的消息。
So all these are bad news.
今天早上你一打开报纸一看的时候
，when you read the newspaper today,
你看到头条新闻是什么
？What do you see as the first headline？
就在我们附近发生的事情。
It's something that happened near us.
纽约两个警察被杀死了。
There were two policemen who were killed.
行刑式的开着棒棒打死了。
They were murdered.
非常悲哀的事情。这个
It's quite a tragedy.
一个是西班牙人。
One is a Hispanic.
一个是我们同胞中国人华人。
One is a Chinese person.
而且这个中国人刚刚华人刚结婚两个月，新婚两个月。
The Chinese policeman has just gotten married two months ago.
这是好消息吗
？Is this good news?
不好的消息。
No, it's not.
你看世界上报纸所看的事情都是不好的消息。
So what we read from newspapers are all bad news.
但是我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
天使报告给牧羊的人。
The angels proclaim to the shepherds.
是好消息。
It's good news.
是众人所盼望很久很久的好消息。
It's the news that everybody was hoping for a long, long time.
你知道从创世纪第三章开始
，From Genesis chapter 3，
四千年前讲到耶稣就来了。
They have spoken about Jesus coming for 4,000 years.
所以每一次有特别事情发生的时候
，So every time there's something happen，
他们都说耶稣降生了。
They would pine for Jesus Christ to come.
一直等候，一直等候，一直等候，盼望耶稣。在他们那个历史当中，可以降生，可以亲眼看到耶稣基督。
They kept hoping and waiting for Jesus Christ to come.
最后耶稣来了。
Finally, Jesus came.
这是他们所等候、所得到的盼望。耶稣基督终于降生。
So the people have waited and witnessed what they have hoped for.
带给人类大喜的信息。
The angels brought in good tidings.
盼望的消息。
Tidings of great hope.
喜乐的消息
，Tidings of great joy。
他来到这个世上，把光照在黑暗里面的人。
When he came, he shined the light on darkness。
我们可以想象一个人在黑暗当中怎样行走呢
？Can you imagine how a person can walk in darkness？
你伸出五个手指，你都看不到前面。
When you extend your hand, you might even see your fingers。
你脚下所踏的下步怎么样走，你不晓得。
You don't know what steps you're going to take next。
所以。你可以想象人在黑暗当中怎么样生活呢
？So you can imagine how can we survive in darkness？
怎么活下去呢
？How can we live？
极其没有盼望，极其痛苦当中。
We'll be in sorrow and hopelessness。
耶稣来了，他是光，照耀世间在黑暗的人。
So when Jesus came, he was a light. He shined on the people who were in the darkness。
带给他们盼望。
He brought great joy to them.
好，第二，我们发现这个信心有多大呢
？That's number second point. So let's see how great the news is.
圣经讲是关乎万人的。
The Bible tells us it touches millions of people.
你知道一件事情的发生了
？When something happened,
这关乎到一个人
，it could touch one person,
一个家庭
，one family,
一个社会。
A society,
一个国家
，a country，
但是基督耶稣降生关乎整个人类啊。
But the birth of Jesus Christ touched everyone.
你知道今天的人呢很奇怪啊。
Today, some you can say people are a little bit strange.
你问他，你知道你朋友的事情吗
？If you ask them, do you know what happened to your friend?
你知道你姑姑的事情吗
？Do you know something about your aunt?
你知道你兄弟的事情吗
？Do you know about your brothers?
我们讲啊，一问呢三不知。
We always get fine people saying no, they don't know.
为什么呢？这不关我的事情呢。
因为these are not, it's not something personal.
不关我的事，对不对？我问我的妹妹说姐姐好不好？不知道啊。
I asked my younger sister, how's my older sister? But
我不知道他们有什么心病，我就说不知道啊。他的孙女好不好？不知道啊。
So I didn't get anything out of them.
好像跟他没有关系。
So that's something personal to her.
今天我们很多人也是这样，对不对？
I know there's a lot of people like that.
我只要把我门前的雪扫干净就好了，对面的老人就不要管他了。
We only sweep the snow in front of our door, but we don't care about the old man living across the street.
所以我们看见我们关乎万人的事情呢，不是一个那个家、那个国家，整个世界、整个人类，看到吗？
But these tidings brought by the angels touch everyone in the world.
上帝爱世人
Because God loves man.
他真的，基督耶稣降生说明一件事情，他爱全世界的人，全世界的人类。
He loves mankind of the entire world.
你不要说跟你没有关系。
You can't say this doesn't. Is that something related to me?
跟你我。有密切的关系。
This is really related to both you and I.
虽然你想推迟
，although people deny it，
虽然你想逃避
，although you want to escape，
的事实已经临到我们基督耶稣降生，关乎我们整个人类的事情。
But the truth is, the coming of Jesus touches every one of us.
你要不要这个礼物已经送给你了
？Even if you don't want the gift, God has given you.
基督已经降生在这世界上。
Because Jesus was born in this world.
带给世界上人盼望。
He brought hope to everyone.
关乎到每一个人的生命。
It touched everyone's life.
关乎到每一个人的前途。
It it touches everyone's future.
耶稣甚至说，神爱世人，上帝爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
So God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son as a gift.
叫一切相信的人
，so that everyone who believes in Him
不至灭亡，反得永生。
That they won't perish, but will have everlasting life.
这是太好的消息。
This is fantastic.
所以基督耶稣降生，你不要说跟我没有关系。
So you can't say that this is the birth of Jesus has nothing to do with you.
虽然我们用各种方法去逃避
，we may try to use every way to escape.
但是它是关乎万民、万人、关乎你我的事情。
But it's going to affect everyone.
所以基督降生，事实已经存在了。
So the truth of Jesus is there.
我们在看到这大喜的信息里面，到里面讲什么呢
？So what? Let's look at what the tidings involve.
这讲在今天的大卫城里，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
The tidings say in the city of David was born your Savior.
这非常重要。
This is important.
在大卫的城里，这信息的主要内容讲到耶稣基督降生的是谁？救主。
In the city of David was born the Savior, Jesus Christ.
这信息太好，太美好了。
This is fantastic news.
这是人类最需要的一位救主，救我们脱离各种各样的事情。
This is what mankind need. We need a Savior.
我们需要救主，真的是要救主。
We really need a Savior in our lives.
我们不能救自己。
We can't save ourselves.
虽然我们可以拿起很重的东西。
We can take up this heavy burden.
但是我们不能把这个举起来。
But we can't bring it up, lift it up.
这说明什么呢
？What does it say?
我们可以做很多的事情。
We can do a lot of things.
但是我们不能救自己。
But we can't save ourselves.
我们需要救主。
We need the Savior.
解决我们罪的问题。
To resolve our worst problem.
你认识耶稣基督
？If you know Jesus.
接受他个人的救主
，as your personal Savior.
你罪就得到赦免了。
You would.Your life will be saved.
今天很多人被罪恶所捆绑。
Today people are living in sin.
我们看到这罪有时看得见，也是看不见，深深藏在你的心中。
They cannot see through the fog of sins.
叫你失去了真正的自由。
So they lost their freedom.
但是耶稣基督今天来了。
But Jesus is coming today.
如果你诚心相信他。
If you ever believe in him,
接受他做你个人救主。
You have accepted him as your personal savior.
你就真正从罪当中得着释放。
Then you shall be released.
你知道人被罪捆绑的时候是极其痛苦的事情。
So people are always tied up by their own troubles.
他因为他没办法救自己。
Because they cannot help themselves.
他需要一个外来的力量来救他。
They need a force outside.Powerful force outside to help to save them.
就是耶稣基督。
And that would be Jesus Christ.
还有他给我们永恒的生命。
So that he also gives us everlasting life.
圣经说信他的人有永生，对不对
？That's why we say whoever believes in him has everlasting life.
我们肉体的生命很快就结束了。
Our human body will soon be gone.
若你相信耶稣基督。
But you believe in Jesus Christ.
这个生命结束之后，就永生的开始了。
When this life ends, our everlasting life shall begin.
所以这个信息的内容太宝贝。
And this why this news is so.
因为他是救主。
Because he is our savior.
救我们脱离罪的捆绑。
He shall save us from our sins.
给我们真正的自由。
He will give us the true freedom.
救我们脱离死亡的恐惧。
And he shall let us leave us from the death.
可以得到永恒的生命。
And live an everlasting life.
当天使向牧羊人显现的时候
，When the angels appear before the shepherds，
牧羊人第一句话，天使的第一句话讲什么呢
？What was the first word of the angels？
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
也许我们在世界上有很多事情叫我们感觉到害怕的。
There's a lot of things that we are afraid of.
但是你一旦相信耶稣基督之后啊。
But after you accepted Christ,
你心中有真正的平安。
You will have true peace in your heart.
真正的喜乐。
And true joy in your heart.
因为耶稣给我们是真的平安，除去一切的惧怕。
Because God gives us a true peace that we can be free of everything else.
所以今天我们庆祝耶稣基督降生的日子。
So we celebrate today Jesus, birth of Christ.
是上帝把他独生儿子耶稣就赐给我们。
God has given us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
好叫我们信靠他，得着永远的生命。
And So we can rely on Him, depend on Him, and live an everlasting life.
好叫你的生活真正有真的平安，真的喜乐。
That we shall have true joy and true peace.
愿神赐福你们。
May God bless you.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this gift, the gift of your only begotten Son, the gift of love that we can accept and be free. We thank you for bringing us great joy in our lives. We ask that we always be, that you will remind us that Jesus Christ is always with us and we should live with joy in Him. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.